when man was lost in sin, no peace could be found. God proved his love to him when he sent his only son. Then he came to be that perfect living sacrifice. Jesus came through for all mankind on Calvary.
Greetings in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Pastor N.R. Davis of the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. I am the pastor of the Abiding Light Pentecostal Church over here on the west side of Manchester. We want to greet every one of you in the precious name of the Lord and remind you that we come to you every Saturday at 3 o'clock to 3:30 on this radio station. We want to get into the teaching and ministering of God's Word today. We want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. And now we will go into the sanctuary of the Abiding Light. If you have your Bibles this morning, turning to the book of Jonah. Familiar story. How many remember Jonah? He tries to flee the call of God. Are you listening? He was a prophet. He was a preacher. And he was given orders by God to go to a wicked city called Nineveh. A city full of idolatry. A city full of wickedness and evil. And God came to the point where he said, I've had enough with the wickedness of this city, Nineveh. I'm sending you, Jonah, to bring warning. To bring warning of my judgment. Can I tell you, God will use men to pronounce judgment. Now, I know that today everybody claims in the church world they're prophets. But can I tell you, brother, there's a lot of false prophets. Most of the times, true prophets were sent to bring words of warning. Or very specific instruction to the calamity that would befall a people because of their sin. How many of us know God is a merciful God when he sends warning? I've told you before, I fly a lot, and I like when the pilot comes on to say, hey, we're getting ready to come into some turbulence. He gives a warning. He tells you what is getting ready to come. The skies are going to get a little rough, and this plane's going to start, you know, bumping around, and you better get your seatbelt on. Thank God for the warning. How many lives would be lost if they didn't put warnings on certain products that we buy? Certain stickers. We oftentimes ignore the warnings, the signs. So God is a merciful God. In the midst of God being a righteous God, that will always judge evil and wickedness of men, in the midst of his judgment, he does not forget to be merciful. God is not a God that looks to just judge and cut people off. Aren't you glad that, amen, when you and I were far from God, not serving him, doing what we wanted to do, going where we wanted to go, living our life till its fullest, aren't you glad that God didn't cut you off? Aren't you glad that God didn't lay his hand of judgment upon you? The Bible declares that our God is a righteous God, and he will bring judgment upon the unrighteous, but yet in his judgment, he always remembers to be merciful. Jonah was sent to Nineveh to bring warning and to pronounce judgment. And in this first chapter, we see here that Jonah was told to go and arise in verse 2, Jonah 1 and verse 2. Rise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for the wickedness has come up before me. Jonah 1 and 2. But Jonah rose up and flee. He didn't obey what God told him to do. It is so important to understand that we must obey the word of God. God is not a God that just speaks randomly as a suggestion. When God speaks, we must adhere and understand that God looks for us to obey what he tells us to do. Jonah flees from the presence of the Lord. And I want you to notice, when Jonah began to rebel, somebody say rebel. Rebellion is, as the Bible says, the sin of witchcraft. When you are given specific instruction, usually that instruction, when it comes from somebody that loves you and cares for you, or someone that's in a position of authority, it comes to protect you from yourself. Listen to me. How many of us know you can't leave a young child alone for too long? Amen. Because that child will end up doing something to themselves that harms them and harms everybody else. Can I tell you what God does? He tells Jonah to go to this wicked city, pronounce judgment, and Jonah rebels against God. He does not submit to what God is telling him to do. And can I tell you, brothers and sisters, this is one of the hardest things for us to overcome, is our own will compared to what God's will is. Are you listening? A will is a powerful thing. We have dreams and desires to do what we want to do. But I want to remind you, if you are a Christian, if you have been born again, if you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ into your life, the Bible declares through the Apostle Paul, is not your own. Amen. You've been bought with the precious blood of Jesus, and now you've been bought. Somebody say, I've been bought. Amen. You've been bought with the blood that was shed upon the cross of Calvary. It was precious blood. It was the Son of the living God that gave his life for you and me. And that blood is what bought us from the power and the grip of sin that looked to destroy us. Are you listening to me? I want to tell you, we were lost and undone, many of us, on our way to a devil's hell. But if it had not been for the goodness of the Lord, if it had not been for the mercy of God, where would some of us be today? Somebody say, I'm glad that he found me. I'm glad he found me today. I want you to see that Jonah was a man that did not obey God. And the Bible says he went and fleed from the presence of the Lord, verse 3. And I want you to notice in verse 3 of Jonah 1 and 3, he went down to Joppa. Then he went down and got on a ship. He went down, down, down. Anytime you are going away from the commandment of God, fleeing from the presence of God. Can I tell you why a lot of folks can't sit in a church service for too long? I remember as a young boy having sin in my life and having things in my life that I knew that weren't right with God. I would go into the house of God. I didn't want to be in the presence of God where the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. Amen. Can I tell you, brothers and sisters, and many that have sin and rebellion and things in their life, they will be like a Jonah when the presence of God comes and says, Jonah, I want you to do this. And he fleed from the presence of God. But I can tell you, the worst place you can go, the worst direction you can go in your life is fleeing from the presence of God. One of the worst places that you can go is away from God. We are living in a day and an hour where people don't want to have anything to do with God. They don't want the Bible in our government institutions. They don't want the truth. They don't want the Ten Commandments. They don't want God in any public facility. But can I tell you what happens to a nation or a people that forsake God, forsake his word, turn away from his commandments? The Bible says any nation that forgets God and puts God behind their back, that nation and that people shall be turned into hell. When there is no presence of God, when there is no standard, when there is no banner of righteousness, when there is no proclamation of the truth, when there is no preacher, no people that will stand up in a wicked nation and proclaim what is right. And listen, I'm here to tell you, We love God and we love His Word. And I'm here to tell you today, they're trying to push things up on us that are not of God in this nation. I'm telling you, amen, God never ordained two men to be together. I know that it's not popular to preach this way, but the fact is the fact. God rains judgment upon the just and the unjust, and God rained fire and brimstone down from heaven up on Sodom and Gomorrah. It was a corrupt, evil, wicked, homosexual city full of all lust and perversion. And before God rained down judgment upon them, He delivered Lot and his family from the wickedness. That was the mercy of God, to spare Lot and his family from the judgment that was to come to the wickedness of that city, Sodom and Gomorrah. So you can see that God is a righteous God. When we flee from that which is right, when we flee from holy things and from righteous things that pertain to the things of God, that will make a nation or a people turn into hell. You want your life to turn into a living hell? Keep God out of it. You want to see your family fall apart? Push God out of your life. Open up the door to the devil. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Listen, my dad was a man that loved God, but he got away from God. And our family, we didn't have any righteous standard of living, and we didn't have a father to instruct us and lead us. We turned into some of the most rebellious young kids. Say amen, somebody. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Amen. But there's something about a father figure in a house that sets a standard of what's going to be right and what's going to be wrong. And if you don't do that which is right, there's going to be a price to pay. A child left to its own devices that is not dealt with, we turn into a rebellious child that without restraint will do whatever it wants to do. And can I tell you what you're dealing with when you're dealing with rebellion and it's not dealt with, brothers and sisters? You will deal with a spirit that will destroy your home and destroy your life. I want you to understand, brothers and sisters, God is a God that brings judgment, but in the midst of His judgment, Jonah found himself going into the ship. I want you to see that Jonah went down, 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 further and further away from God. The captain of the ship said, "What is going on? There's a storm that has come. This ship is about ready to go under." And they began to look around, and Jonah was down in the belly of the ship. And they said, "What about you, old boy? Why aren't you praying? Why aren't you?" He said he knew that it was him. He knew it was God looking to get his attention. Can I tell you, God has His ways of getting your attention. God has His ways of rocking your ship. God has a way of bringing storms into your life to get your attention, to make you realize you can't go away from Him. He loves you too much. Hallelujah. He's not going to let you go your own way. He's not going to let you go and do your own thing. But God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whomsoever would believe in Him wouldn't have to perish and go their own way, but they could have everlasting life through Jesus. Can I tell you, brothers and sisters, Jesus is not just a way. He is the way. He is the truth, and He is the life. He is the only Savior that we have to make it to the kingdom of God. He is the only Savior. Jonah thought he could get away from God. How many of us know you can't run from God? God will come after you. I said, God will come after you. God will not let you get too far before He'll allow somebody or something or some circumstance to take hold of you. Some have to go to prison. Some have to be locked up. Some have to get sick. Come on, I know we don't want to hear this, but can I tell you, David said that before I was afflicted, I went astray. David said, I was playing games with my flesh. I was giving in to the lust of the flesh and using the liberty that God gave me to go do what I wanted to do. But God said, no, David, I'm going to go ahead and strike you down with some affliction. I'm going to get your attention through some things in your life that's going to affect your body, that's going to make you examine yourself. Can I tell you what sickness will make you do? It will make you get yourself right with God in a quick hurry. Send the pastor, send the preacher, send somebody. I need prayer. You can't outrun God. God will come after you. They got old Jonah off that ship and threw him in the sea. I'm skipping over a lot, but I want to get somewhere before I end today. The Bible says that God had prepared a fish, a real big fish. We might call it a whale. And I can tell you this, it's not too hard for God to use one of his created sea creatures to swallow up that preacher. Jonah was a rebellious preacher that wouldn't obey God. But God said, your life is not your own. Jonah, you can't do what you want to get to do anymore because you're mine. You're my man. And despite your rebellion, despite you wanting to kick against me and go your own way, I love you enough to take hold of your life. And I've prepared this well. These old boys threw him off the ship, and the Bible says the storm ceased. But God prepared a great fish to swallow the preacher up. And the Bible says he went down 3 days. He went down. Somebody say, you're going down. Amen. If you want to get puffed up with pride and arrogancy, thinking I can do what I want, I can go where I want to go, I can live how I want to live, I'm here to warn somebody today, God's got a fish waiting for you, and it's a great big old fish. And God will use that fish to get a hold of you, and he'll bring you down. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, God took him into the depths of the sea. And Jonah says here in chapter 2, the Bible declares that Jonah began to give a description of what he was going through. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the belly of the whale. Can I tell you, nothing will make you pray like when you feel entrapped. Amen. Can I tell you, I've been looking at different prison ministries around the nation, and I've seen some different men that I know that have prison ministries, and they're going into these prisons and preaching the gospel to a lot of these men that are hardcore murderers and killers. Some of them have life sentences. Some of them are drug related. Some of them are rape related. And you go on and on and on. But can I tell you, brothers and sisters, that's where Jesus goes to. He goes to those. Listen, he didn't come to save the righteous. He came to save the sinner. Aren't you glad today that Jesus Christ came, amen, to save us from our sins, that we don't have to stay bound to our rebellious ways. We don't have to stay bound to pride and arrogance that says, God, I can do it my way, but I'll make a little time for you on Sunday. No, this life is a life of discipline where I've got to present myself to God every day and say, God, my life is not my own. I give it to you, God, and I'll serve you every day of my life. Just tell me what you want me to do, oh Lord. As we begin to close this radio broadcast, I want to remind you, we come to you every Saturday at 3 o'clock to 3:30, bringing to you the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. I am the pastor of the Abiding Light Church over here on the west side of Manchester. My name is Pastor N.R. Davis, and we want to invite any of you that would like to come out and visit us here on the west side of Manchester. We're at 417 Granite Street. And that is in Manchester, New Hampshire, on the west side. We're a multicultural church over here preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we would like to invite you to come out and visit us. We start our Sunday services at 11 o'clock. And we also have our Wednesday night Bible studies at 7 o'clock. You can go to our website at theabidinglightchurch.com. Find out all the information in regards to our ministry here in Manchester, and also our missions work and our different outreaches. We want to invite you once again to go to our website at theabidinglightchurch.com. We want to remind you that we also have a Facebook. We'd like to invite you to look us up on the Facebook, The Abiding Light Church. Also, you can follow us on Instagram, so we would encourage that. And also, just want to let you know, if you can't make it out to a service, you can go to our website, and we are live streaming our services at 12 o'clock on Sunday and also Wednesday at 7:30. So if you can't make it out to church, that's okay. Go to our website at theabidinglightchurch.com and scroll down to the Mixler live stream tab, and you can go into a service and listen to us live on the live stream. We want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in today. And until next Saturday at 3 o'clock, This is Pastor N.R. Davis, and may the Lord Jesus Christ bless you.
When man was lost in sin, no peace could be found. God proved his love to him when he sent his only son. Then he came to be that perfect living sacrifice. Jesus came through for all mankind on Calvary.